ladies and gentlemen.
Today FM Breakfast. Grant, Ed and Ash.
Rose to fame is Donna Martin on the hit TV series Beverly Hills 90210.
She's also a wife, a mother of four kids, a producer, a best-selling author.
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling.
Please welcome Tori Spelling.
One of the biggest TV reboots is happening. It's massive news for Beverly Hills 90210 fans. It's coming back, everybody. Filming is underway right now. It's one of the biggest shows in the world. It's bringing the original cast back together, and one of those massive stars is with us right now. Tori Spelling, live from LA. Good morning. How excited are you?
I'm so excited. How are you guys?
We are living our best lives. Take us back, Tori, to the moment where you got the call or the email or whatever it was from someone saying, guys, we're going to get the band back together.
Well, actually, Jenny Garth and I, we created the show. So it was us that did it, and we got the cast back together. So it was about 2 years ago we started thinking of other ways to work together, because we've been best friends for 30 years since the show started.
Aww.
And raised our kids together, and we love working together. And we did another show a few years ago called Mystery Girls. So we were thinking, what else can we do together? And we came up with the idea for this, getting the cast back together. And it's not a straight reboot. It's kind of a dramedy, and everyone plays a heightened version of themselves. So it's the first time an entire cast has ever played a version of themselves, and it's getting us back on camera to do the straight reboot. So it's kind of a show within a show.
So given that it's a heightened version of yourself, what does that mean? Which parts of your character have you kind of taken to a new level? What are you going to look like on this show?
Well, the great thing is, as a cast, we all decided, you know, we kind of wanted to poke fun at the perceptions of us and what people print in the media. And we kind of wanted to leave the fans guessing, you know, what parts are true, what parts are not. For me, I have a lot of kids on the show, which is no surprise. and in the show, I'm kind of taking over my dad's reins because he created the original show. And in the show, I'm kind of getting the cast back together to produce the reboot.
The idea is so great. Obviously, everybody longs for something from yesteryear. And this show was so massive. It was like, you know, it went for a decade,
yeah,
which is incredible in television terms. So the idea to bring it back, was everybody on board instantly, or did some people need convincing? Because it's hard to improve on perfection.
Exactly. I mean, that was the thing. We kind of all agreed we didn't want to do just a straight reboot, because it would be under such a microscope, and we didn't feel like we could ever live up to what was done before, and we kind of wanted that to remain its own thing. So that's why everyone quickly got on board to do kind of a fresh new take. So while everyone didn't agree upon doing a straight reboot, they all instantly agreed about kind of doing a comedy, kind of like a nighttime soap, and having fun with it.
We spoke to Jason Priestley the other day, Tori, who, lovely guy, as you know, and he was excited about doing some, well, directing's one way of putting it, but maybe bossing you guys was the other way, because he told us he was directing episode 3. This is what Jason Priestley told us the other day.
I'll be directing the third episode that we do this year.
Oh, do you love getting the boss the other good quote? That's not how I would have done it, Shanine.
I do.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Nothing gives me more pleasure than bossing my old friends around.
Yes, he is doing the third episode, and we're really excited because obviously he's a director in real life as well. And in the show, he's playing the director, a version of himself, and it'll be cool that he'll also be directing us. So we're all very excited. But all of us ladies boss him around as well.
Nice. That's what we like to hear. Now, whenever I get together with old friends from high school or anything, inevitably it just becomes a big memory session. Remember when that happened? Remember that time? Have you had the same things? Like, what kind of memories have come up as you've, you know, sat down together and remembered the old times? Maybe that you'd forgotten, or crazy things that happened when you were, like, so young.
It's funny. It's just how you would envision going back and being with your high school friends, except ours was a fake high school. But we get together, and right, it's so funny. We'll all be, like, just rehashing things, and we'll turn around, and someone on set just fascinated, just watching us. We forget how it's surreal. It's surreal for us too, being back together and being in the Peach Pit, because the Peach Pit is in this one.
Wow.
And
awesome.
It's like you don't miss a beat. You feel like you're taken right back to the moment you started together, but then you realize so much time has passed. Mm.
Do your kids have any idea that you're famous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, and they keep, well, now they're learning about 90210 so they can be prepared when the new one comes out.
Because Jason told us that his daughter will watch the old show, but only if he's sitting there with him, sort of taking her through it. Like they laugh about it. Oh, look at this, look at that. Is that what do you do that with your kids? All right, kids, here we go. Let's get reacquainted with mummy's work.
Well, the first time I showed my oldest kids was probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and they're 11 and 12 now, and they couldn't find me in it. And they were watching a scene, and I was like, okay, where's mommy? They're like, there's Jenny, there's Ian, and I'm like, and mom? And they're like, nope.
Oh, I didn't recognize you.
He didn't recognize me.
That's harsh.
My daughter's here. She's like, it's because you had a different color hair.
If you ever when you watch back and see your very first ever performance, it can feel pretty raw and sometimes pretty rough at times. What was it like when you look back at your first one?
Well, I was 16 when I did that, so I think being a girl, you kind of look back and you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do my hair like that? I didn't know about plucking eyebrows. You're always critical.
Yeah.
One thing I do look back on is the fashion, though, and I was always proud of how we trademarked kind of the 90s fashion,
so
and
true.
Looking back, I think it still holds up, obviously, because it's coming back now, still really glad we took all those chances with color and everything.
Did you get to keep, did you keep some of the wardrobe? Because you still look really good. I would imagine you could fit into a lot of it still, and you'd have original 90s cool clothes.
I don't. I have my original pair of Levi's that I wore as Donna, and then a fan recently, he's our biggest fan. We're doing these cool kind of dream sequences each episode, and he gave me a dress that Donna wore, so I'm going to wear it in the next episode for the fans.
Wow. That's amazing. That's
and
a
I was
good
really proud that I still fit into it.
Yeah. Five kids later.
Five kids later. Here we go.
Best life.
Tori Spelling, thanks so much for speaking to us today. We can't wait to see the new Beverly Hills, not a reboot, the reimagining of I think it sounds like it's such a great idea. So we Tori Spelling, thank you for speaking to us. We can't wait to see it.
Well, we're excited too. And once it's another massive hit, we'll have to come see you guys and visit.
Yeah, come hang out.
Thank you so much, Tori.
Thank you, guys.